Hello and welcome to The Intentional Father, an MLG podcast. We are on a journey of exploring how to grow as godly dads, making intentional and practical steps towards building stronger relationships with our children to help them discover who they are in Christ. It's great, as always, to be with John. Morning, John.
Morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm very good. It's the last hour since we recorded the last one of these podcasts.
In the same clothes, you probably tell.
we record them in batches because of the way our calendar works.
That's right.
So we're doing it like that. But yeah, it's good. So we're on to session five now, aren't we, John?
Yep.
And we were going to do something called five shifts, but we've had a slight change of plan and change of mind. Yeah. And the reason that we've had a slight change of plan and change of mind is because we want to be, as we always do, responsive and adaptive to what's going on and what we're hearing from different people as we go through the course, because we're kind of trying to make this as useful as possible. And I think one of the things that people are, I think, have noticed is that there's a bit of repetition, that some of these things kind of repeat using different angles. Yeah. Different models, and the danger is that sometimes we can almost have so much content that actually we get lost and we just end up repeating ourselves and having a bit of a kind of blah. And so we felt actually that we've decided to cut the session we were going to do, and just use this middle session as a little bit of a midway, halfway point. We're halfway through review, and stop and think. And so that's what we're going to be doing, just having a little bit of a review, but also with a very kind of focused approach. So do you want to talk a little bit more about what we're thinking, John?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's good to pause and review because, sometimes we're just taken up with so much stuff, life is busy, and actually pausing and reflecting is something that I think a lot of us find quite challenging, partly practically because life is full on and just keeps going, but there's a real value actually in just, and together, just pausing and just looking back and saying, what have we learned? Because content is great, but actually it's the main thing is about putting it into practice. And sometimes we hear 100 pieces of content, but actually if we just put one thing into practice, it can be quite transformative. And so I think people, and we are as well, we're looking, thinking, wow, there's just so much stuff here. It can feel really overwhelming. We just want to encourage you. So it's okay. Like the part of the reason of presenting a wide range of stuff is that different things will appeal to different people, or there'll be things that you're like, okay, I know how to do that, but oh, that was really helpful. And so it's good to have like a range of things to kind of chip in on. So I want to work at that, or I want to work at that. So I've been really, found this really beneficial, like preparing and doing it and then sharing with others and hearing their ideas. And I've been struck just by how different we are as dads. I found that really, really helpful, because this is my approach, this is what works for me. And then I hear somebody with a completely different perspective, and say, this is what it was like for me growing up, or this is how I would approach this question, and I've just found that absolutely fantastic. So I would say the biggest win for me has been discussing with other dads, seeing that I'm not the only one who finds this stuff challenging, and being encouraged by them to keep going and to make a plan. So.
Absolutely. And so what we're going to use this little podcast for today is to really just try and focus in, and this is the activity that we want you to do in your small groups, to focus in on just one thing, just one thing that you are doing as a result of this course. Because as John said, it's great to listen to other people. It's great to hear stuff, to get content. Like this connection that I think people are getting in their small groups is brilliant. It's great just listen to dads from different backgrounds talking about their experiences, their growing up experiences. It's been really, really powerful and very enjoyable, actually. But there's a danger that we're just kind of going to get lost in all of the stuff, that we don't actually tangibly go and intentionally make a change. And so what we're going to do is we're going to ask everybody to each of you in your group to do a little bit of a presentation, if that's the right word. No PowerPoints are allowed, but you know, a simple kind of explanation of one thing. And so we're going to ask a series of questions, and we'll put them out for you to work through, and we'll put them below, and your group leaders will help you if you need some help. But the questions we're going to ask are: since the beginning of the course, pick one thing that you're now doing or you're planning to do, even if you haven't yet done it, you're planning to do, that is intentional, okay? And so that's gonna be the first question. The second question is that, okay, so what then, what role, linking back to session four about what makes a good man or a good woman, what role and what value are you hoping to teach or to intentionally grow in your child through that this intentional activity? And then the third question is, so what practically do you need to do to actually make it happen? So maybe you've got to book tickets to a place, you've got to organize going somewhere, you've got to set aside time in your calendar, your diary, you've got to have a conversation with your wife about it. So come on, practically now, what are you doing about it? And then the last questions really are, what are you hoping it will achieve? And if you've done it already, what impact has it had? What's been the outcome of it? Now, part of the reason we're stopping at this point is because we want to help each other develop the skills of being intentional. Because let's be honest, what we all do is we go, I'm going to be very intentional. We think a lot about stuff, but we never actually write anything down or we actually practically do anything. And so we're not being very intentional because we don't have the skills about being intentional. Now, John's a little bit unusual. In many ways, not just because he's very tall, but John is naturally very, very intentional. And John and I, been friends for a long time, and I'm always impressed by how intentional he is. So he does this very naturally, don't you, John? But actually, a lot of us, including me, find it very easy to talk about doing something, but actually, the practical steps of doing it. So it's almost a skill. Being intentional is in and of itself a skill, isn't it, John?
It is. And I think the problem for me is I can go a bit far the other way and be too formulaic. And in fact, one of my kids was overheard saying to someone else in the youth group that he said, oh, my dad's sort of trying this out at the moment, and made a bit of a joke about it. So our kids aren't silly. They can pick up if we're doing something different, they'll pick it up if we're being sincere. So for me, it's like I need to learn more about just being natural and relaxed. And so that's a big takeaway for me. But yeah. We're all different.
So to model this, we're going to model it to you this morning.
Yeah.
John, I'm going to ask you these questions. You'll go first, and then you can ask me these questions. So John, since the beginning of the course, what is one thing that you're doing to try and be more intentional?
Yeah, okay. So I've actually put time in with my oldest two, who are 13 and 11. And I've tried every week when I kind of like do a diary, what am I doing this week? What are my priorities? I've realized that I've tried to book time in with them, because one of my kids will be like, oh, when are we going to sit down and watch, the Marvel series or Lord of the Rings or whatever? And I'm like, oh, we'll do it, at some point. And then the week goes by and it gets full and busy and we don't do it. And then, my other one's like, well, actually, I've got some things that I really want to talk to them about and really want to get to grips with. But we just, like, if we sit down and just say, well, let's talk about this kind of topic, doesn't work, because we haven't actually just had like a time. So I was like, okay, I need time with her. I need to spend time. So I've blocked in my older two, girl and a boy, just spending time with them. And in that time, like thinking, how can I want to be intentional and encouraging them. Like I want to have a deep conversation if it comes up, but I'm not going to force it. But that's been great. I mean, I've had with time watching with one of my lads, watching through films, and we'll talk about some of the themes and things like that with my daughter. All sorts of themes have come up in our conversation, but quite naturally, the sort of women in the Bible, forgiveness, stuff that's been covered at school or in youth group, and it's kind of been quite a natural conversation, but I have encouraged it in that direction to some degree, and I've asked some questions, what do you think about this, and what do you think the Bible says about this, and we've had some really good conversations which wouldn't have happened if I hadn't prioritized that kind of time weekly if I can.
Yeah. So what value, or I suppose role, do you think that is building towards? So we talked about roles, we talked about values. Which value do you think that's working towards?
Yeah, so I think sort of roles wise, particularly I've focused on sort of role number one, being a disciple. And actually also being a lover. So because some of our conversations have been around, you know, relationships and, you know, what it is to be a girl, what it is to be a woman, what it is to grow as a man. They do tend into sort of leadership as well, because that's just a natural thing I love to talk to. So I'll often, you know, I'm encouraging them to lead and to lead well and to develop some of the skills for that. So it's been a range of things. Like I did something on energy with my daughter, because we were talking about being tired in different ways. And so I looked up like different types of energy, and we talked about physical energy, emotional energy, spiritual energy. And that kind of made a lot of sense to her when we were talking about how she was feeling, and it was helpful for me as well. So yeah, it's covered a range of those roles that we discussed, I think.
That's good. It's good. So what you, I think you've already covered this, but intentionally to put actual intentional steps, you've actually physically put time in your diary?
Yeah. So every week I've told them, I said, okay, so I've got, you know, time Thursday evening. Let's spend the evening together. Saturday afternoon, like, could we spend some time at 2 till 4? And I have to be quite defined, because we've got a little one and it's, life's quite tight. So I've had to like really carve it out. And I've also had to say to my wife, like, is this okay? You know, we've done our diaries together, and we've agreed that this is something that we really want to prioritize. And we've agreed that. So I'm not getting in trouble, you know, for just swanning off somewhere for a coffee. And I've varied it. So I've varied it between, you know, well, let's go out somewhere and grab a coffee, or go shopping, which is the main thing where, because I think it's about connection, isn't it? And doing something that they enjoy. It's really important. So for one of them, that's watching films. For another one, it's going shopping. I've got a preference between those two. I won't let you guess which one's which, but, you know, I'm going to do it, because that's where the interest is. That's where the connection is going to be made. That's where I'm showing that I'm interested. And I think that's a challenge for me, because I like doing all this stuff that my kids won't enjoy doing. And to spend the time with them doing something that I'm just not too bothered about when I'm so busy. But that's what it's about. It's about really laying things down so that I can actually enter my kids' lives and make that connection with them. And I've, through this process, I've found that a really helpful reminder, and I think I'm doing that more.
Which is, I suppose, the answer to the last question, which is, what is the impact? So in a sense, what's the impact already been that you've, yeah, that they know?
I think it's relationship. It's like, it's actually looking them in the eye and thinking, I want to connect with you. Like, and once a week doesn't feel enough in some ways, because I do think when they're little, and I've got little ones as well, you're connecting with them in a different way. But there's so much stuff that they're grappling with at school, that they're thinking about. There's so much, we could talk for ages about stuff. So once a week doesn't feel enough, but that's where I want to start, you know, just book it in. And so I think already I'm sort of feeling like, I think I know a bit more what's going on with them, and I think we've got a connection, and I think we're building trust, and in the long run we're building friendship, like where we can hang out together and just have a laugh, and talk about important things as well if the occasion arises. So I'm hoping that there'll be long term fruit to it as well. That's me. That's an example. How about you, Tim? So what have you been intentionally doing as a, you know, as a result of this course with your kids?
So I've started doing a devotional twice a week. I get the boys up at 6:30 in the morning. The older two, not the little one, the older two, we get up at 6:30. We get hot chocolate or a bit of toast, or I get a cup of tea. We sit down in the front room, and we've been working through. We started sort of looking initially at Ephesians, but really as an effective culture, we started looking at Proverbs, because I just really wanted to do that, and it's been very helpful.
Excellent. Okay, so in what way has it been helpful? What value has that added to your relationship?
So the in terms of one of the roles, I'm trying to, I think, help them understand what it means to be a disciple. Yeah. And so, again, it's about realizing that to be, you know, a godly man, you've got to be a disciple and getting up in, I mean, at the crosses have a phrase, which is got men of God get up in the morning and pray. That was one my dad used to do as he brought us in a cup of tea in the morning. And I've tried to pass that on to my boys, that there is something good about getting up in the morning and seeking the Lord. It's not, you can't, it's not, you have to just do it in the morning, but for us, for crosses, that's how it works. We tend to be better in the morning. And really it's, so that's about being a disciple. It's also really about the value of being wise. So for us, you know, one of the things that I base a high value on, we place a high value on honesty, we place a high value on kindness, but also on being wise, about being thoughtful and wise in the way we deal with things. And so particularly Proverbs is working towards teaching them wisdom.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. And just to sort of practically, like how you said, we get up in the morning and have some toast and so on, but practically, how have you kind of prompted them? You know, what because I think some people might listen and think, well, yeah, but if I suggest that, like one of my kids is going to say, no, thanks, I'm going to have longer in bed. So how have you kind of approached this is what we're doing?
Well, my boys are the one, they hassle me for it now. Okay. And there have been mornings where I've overslept hasn't quite worked because I've just been too tired to get up in the morning. But really, I think they were, I did it and they were keen. Because I think what they like, they like going through the Bible. They like talking with me. Yeah. It provides a great opportunity, as you said, to talk about loads of other things practically. We pray together. So we always say, let's pray. And not just pray for ourselves, but who can we pray for? Who else can we pray for? Yeah. So again, that role of being a good friend, praying together, gives us an opportunity to pray for their friends who are struggling or finding things difficult. So from that point of view, it's been an easy win in that regard. I mean, it may not be the same for everybody, but my boys are keen for it, so it's great.
Yeah, no, that is great, and it shows that they're enjoying it. And so what do you feel has been the impact on your relationship and on your, you know, being a dad since you started doing that?
Yeah, I think Proverbs has got a lot of wisdom in it. Mm. One of the things we've talked a lot about is the fear of the Lord. So we talked a lot about what does it mean to fear God, and that again comes back to being a disciple. You know, comes back to that sense of our lives of living. I want them to know God and to understand what it means to know God and fear Him. We talked about trusting in the Lord with all your heart, not leaning on your own understanding. Yeah, which was good, about how we give our decisions to God. So how do we follow God, trust Him? Again, just talking through these scriptures has been really powerful. You know, there's another one about don't be wise in your own eyes. So one of my boys likes to think he knows it all. So it's been useful to kind of talk in the context of don't be wise in your own eyes. And there was one about, you know, I think Proverbs 3 talks about honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your crops. Yeah. And it says then your barns will be filled to overflowing. And so it's about we talked about tithing, about giving. Mm. And so this kind of going through the scriptures together, particularly Proverbs, has been teaching them a lot about, you know, already. And what we found really helpful is this context of being wise, as you know, as a value, is something that we reiterate. My son did something at school, which was, in my opinion, unwise. And so we basically were like, you know, together, me and his other brother were like, that was not wise. And then my other son was being quite lazy on the sofa the other afternoon and was laying there. And so I quoted to him the verse, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands, and poverty will come upon you like a thief. And just literally quoting at him scripture. but it's teaching him wisdom. And so they're learning. I think they're getting this idea that being a wise man, you know, son, listen, you know, Proverbs chapter 1, I'm preaching now, aren't I? But Proverbs chapter 1 and 2 is all about, really about some dads talking to their sons saying, get wisdom, get understanding, get knowledge. If you do that, your life will be blessed. And so for me, it's already having an impact in the way that they're thinking about making wise decisions and about their identity. They're already beginning to take an identity of like, I want to be wise. I want to be a wise person. So
that's so helpful. And I think what you're doing there is as we've gone through our process, you've kind of looked back on what things were like for you. You've even mentioned like your cross family kind of phrase about getting up in the morning. You reflect on what your dad's done. You've sort of, I want to bring that in to my family. You've then looked in session two, we then looked at what do we want to pass on, and you've really gone for like that character value of wisdom. Like that for me, that's what comes out from what you said. Like, I want to pass on wisdom, you know, and where do we go for that in the Bible? Well, I'm going to go to Proverbs because it's full of wisdom, and you've kind of decided that's what we're going to do. And then you've applied, as we did in session three, like, how do I understand my kids? So you've decided that is appropriate for your older two, who are in that adolescent kind of bracket that we talked about, who are that bit older, and you're sort of kind of coaching them through, and it's kind of questions and answers and prayer together. And you felt that's not as, you know, as appropriate for your younger one. It will be one time in the future. And then you're thinking about, yeah, what we looked at with those sort of certain roles of how is this helping them to grow, you know, as a disciple, in particular, as a leader as well. So that's a great example, Tim, of sort of reflecting back on the different sessions, putting it all together in an example. And I think that's, as you listen to this, encourage you. It might be something that you bought through from your family. It might be something completely new. I know a lot of us have looked back and said, well, actually, I didn't get any or much of this as a child, but I want to bring this into my family, and I want this to be something that we do. And that's a great thing as well to be able to do. So, yeah, I think just so that one thing, and we'll give you those questions just to work through, because we do want this to be practical, because otherwise, as you said at the beginning, it just gets lost in lots of good chat. But we want this to make an actual difference, don't we?
Absolutely. Brilliant. Good. I think that wraps up our session five, doesn't it?
Cheers, Tim. Yeah, looking forward to it. So just so people know, we've got, I think, three more sessions that we're doing. So the next one is about having difficult or good conversations, like the skill of having conversations. And then we're going to look at family, sort of what it looks like to be family values, and then thinking about the church as family and how we do this all together. So yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be good.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Till next time.
Cheers, then. Bye.